알았어, 야, 뭐, 정의에 배려가 요
Nobody hopes that everyone had a good rest in the Alaya Wisdom.
Resting out with your tongue, Niko, but the Nindoke, Nimu Lehaja, young Niko, Nindokan, and Aso Japanda, what you ever Niko, Nindokan, and Aso Japanda.
Usually it's like when we're working. When we're working in everyday life and fall asleep at night, it's like resting in Alaya basis of all.
Well, as we stand over now, can Tatanya and the Simjin Tamje to Tundu. Sigi Nijin Talem never yand up a Zoba Sanjay to combine a bunch of Jubersa. They each had though. And then Samba Molam La, Tusan Gomsum, Jesumber Jewanyam, Samba Sancho, and Chodo, took the bong under down the Sombra.
In order to benefit all sentient beings and to free all of them from both samsara and Nirvana, and in order to do that with such motivation, please listen to the teachings with the inspiration of wanting to hear, contemplate, and meditate on the prayer of
Maitreya. Then they bakcha yagre, bakcha gun about the gong and gong don't play with, then they get so cabbage. I read about it.
So at this point, we are reciting the prayers in two languages, Tibetan and English. And by reciting in two languages again and again, we are making a strong connection and habitual imprints. And such habitual imprints.
And that
such habitual imprints will progress and one will become very learned in both languages. Since the Dharma has to be taught through language, then if one is mastered, one has mastered in languages, then one will be skilled in teaching the Dharma.
Then is Hagung Di, then Ke Yapo Madawa, Ke Yapo Mambo Yaba, Tazo Kangan, the Yala Gabo Yunaya, then Ke Mambo and Dong, not Saramari.
No, so. Even though there are many nice languages in the world, on this earth, but if you try to recite in all the languages, then we will never finish. But in the future, we need to recite, you all need to recite in all the different languages.
Yeah.
All phenomena of duality, perceived and perceiver, are free from the nature of one and many. Therefore, one should know, one should realize that nature, the self-nature of all, is non-existent, and it's a complete emptiness, shunyata, like the space.
Tētāwa tōngcē nāṅkātāwa ngīshī jīpī jīsō ngīshī tēyī ngāṅdō tēne lōjē lōdī yāwayā.
After one has gained certainty in that nature of a great emptiness, like the sky or space, then one should rest freely in that nature.
Tene gomsor te hirap je parada simpa gomsor re gomram re tongba, tongba che yang madopa la mekpa, mek chokpa se na tene gom devo yare.
That way of meditation is from the, is the meditation from Prajnaparamita Sutra, and it's easy to focus or concentrate on this because one can just rest in a great emptiness, complete shunyata.
Tene malan tsikye nani, machi patam manjong tan rangyin manchi ne manchi. Namrik manchi, ngun manchi, tungpa chun na tokpa rikho sunju te, chakye te, tungni tokpa malam re, te malam te tuanda yapo samno tang, yang nyapar yako.
And this is what is taught here in the Maitreya prayer in verse 13, which says, future phenomena are not born, and those past will not occur. Present phenomena have no inherent nature. There is no actual location. There is no perception. There are no outer things. May I realize the Dhamma Dhatu, which is empty. One should contemplate on that and
rest.
And that's mainly meditation on emptiness from the Svatantrika Majjhamaka school, which is in the progressive stages of meditation on emptiness, and Rumich is just reminding you briefly.
tenpe donga, longju la tenpe donga, dra la tenpe donga, nyen la tenpe donga, danyen jorwa la tenpe donga la soba nam. Malam yin do, chik dan to me rang yin len depe sen na, rang yin me parhi parasao.
Suffering based on one's own body and suffering based on wealth and suffering based on friends and enemy and suffering based on the changes taking place in friends and enemy are all free from any entity of one and many. And so therefore, all of these should be seen as illusion-like. Dream-like and illusion-like.
Te tawe dunga na mlam yin to yinye rin yinye madrub na yang denbari khenpa namdo la tinte dungan pribe se na den yin je nam do jang che do tene dungan ran yin je ma do pe nga nga nyam pari ya de dungan la ten pari ye pe nam do jang go pari.
So all of those are like dream where they do not exist right from the beginning. However, because of the thought that is clinging on to true existence of all of those, then such clinging is increasing. In order to purify or transcend that, then one needs to contemplate on they being free from one and many and contemplate on dream-like and illusion-like.
Machi patam majongtang, ranjin machi, ne machi, namre machi, nga machi, tongbe chuna to parasho.
Future phenomena are not born, and those past will not occur. Present phenomena have no inherent nature. There is no actual location. There is no perception. There are no outer things. May I realize the Dhamma Dhatu, which is empty.
Tanjur ji gom sor te Ranji ji lo la tongba nam ka ta wala me kwe se na tong zin yore. Wama Tanjur ji lo la tong zin lin de te Yumi Trupan ta tan che ta Darwin ngang do Lo yu trupa Nyebar hewa tsor je Te nyambar jokore.
meditation from the Prasangika, Madhyamaka point of view, is that in the Svatantrika Madhyamaka meditation, when one is meditating on emptiness, like the space, there is still slight fixation on emptiness. And at the Prasangika level, then one needs to go beyond such fixation on emptiness, and it has to go beyond all the elaborations of the extreme of existence or non-existence, and one's mind should rest in shunyata, which goes beyond all.
Nelo chewing to dry in the senna. The Gomzongi Hirab de Nelo young to about the tower. Gomza chewing to dry, Gomzi de low young to dry in the senna. The Gomza to dry than Gomzi to dry in chick the ribbon hour. Chola chuyapa, Mala Maria.
Nature of all phenomena is free from all elaborations, dhammata. And so, therefore, the mind which meditates on that, the prajna which arises from meditation, is also in the nature of freedom from all elaborations, dhammata. And so therefore, one which is to be meditated upon is in the nature of free from all elaborations, and one that meditates upon is also free from all elaborations, and so therefore, they are like in one genuine union, like water, mixing in water or dissolving in water, and the butter dissolving in butter, melting in butter.
아 타랑게 따와다 템바 말라리 엄마 양다 봐도 모르지 다 말해 주제 담이 또 보면 이제 카르체 모레 마치 빠다 먼저다 랑예만지 내만 남래만지 뭐만지 동부춘나 도버이고스 돈이 또 보면 안 돼 다 돈이 또 발라 돈이 또 준 주탐제 동반이 임베 준세 요나 Tene, Tony Tobu Jimsin. Chutamje, Tony, Imbe Jimsin, may not talk to be Jimsin Yammer. This and a man at any Tony Imbe Jimsin to Super.
In connection to the selflessness of phenomena, then we have this aspiration, the 13th verse. Future phenomena are not born, and those past will not occur. Present phenomena have no inherent nature. There is no actual location. There is no perception. There are no outer things. May I realize the Dhamma Dhatu, which is empty. So, because there are many reasonings why the nature of all phenomena is emptiness and shunyata, therefore, there are many reasons why one can realize, one can have the realization of emptiness. For that reason, before making such aspiration, there are many reasonings of reasonings are taught in order to realize all dharmas are emptiness.
Then it gave a map of Jimsina, Mongbong Obonam Chujin, Yang Dagbar, Ton Dambaram, Nelo, Jeva Mapa Indi, Senangong Obonam, Dale Dama Jeba Kai, Dale Mo Tate, Yile Majibe Seta, Dagi Nigale Majibe Seta, Jumile Jena. Hajang Tarwam, Rikunuzi, Hajang Jimbo Yubis. This and Nanta Yele Majibus and Nanta Jeva member. Tender won't make it.
So the first all dharmas, all phenomena are not born because. They are not arising from themselves, and they do not arise from something other than themselves, and they do not arise from both self and others, and they do not arise from no causes. That will be too extreme. And so therefore, all phenomena have no birth because they do not arise from neither of these four extremes.
Then the Jeva Mabati, Padin Davatrapa Omanjoba, Simji Trupale, Tini Tilinjumi, Jinda Lejan Kalaji, Nyaka Lejamai, Jumi Bana Kalahuki, Taji Jimmy Jitamja Yate, then in Taji Rini Jeva Mabe. Rikpe namrang ta yepa songpa re ti se na oman yokpa sobyong se na yang yapu yore.
So, this reasoning of not arising from four extremes is taught in the Majjhimaka Avatara by the great master Chandrakirti, where he said that they do not arise from self, do not arise from others, how can they arise from both? And they do not also arise from no causes. And so therefore, in order to understand this, one can also study the Majjhimaka Avatara.
Tetra maumbo ngopo nam ta yele cheva meba ina, yang, depi ngopo yangjar chega marivasana,
So that was for the future phenomena, sorry. Future phenomena. And so, since the future phenomena have no birth, no arising, and so how about the past phenomena? So the past phenomena have no inherent nature, because because they have already ceased their existence, already disintegrated, and they will not arise again. So whenever we remember the past, either like the sufferings from the past or any memory of the past, it's not that the same thing is arising again. The past things are arising again in the present, but they're all different and new. And sometimes we have this thought that we have suffering from the past, and we think it's arising again, but actually it has already ceased, and so it cannot arise again. So it's a confused thought, which thinks that it's arising again, but actually it's not.
In
a similar way, sickness and other thoughts are also in the same nature.
And
the present phenomena also have no inherent nature, because they are not existing in any entity or nature of one and many. They are free from one and many, like the dream and like waterman.
Chirtang Hirab Jitake Yangda Batana Mobunga Sarvatang Majiba Nija Padala Tene Ji Yimba da Yu Yimba Madhubare Yu Yimba.
If you analyze with the Prajna in detail, then between something that has already arisen and ceased in the past and something that has not arisen in the future, in between these two, past and future, there is no present thing which abides in any nature.
Gombolodrup jindrong dakwale, karte songla mundo te ma songpa landrwa, songda ma songma topa gomba khipar manjara songpa.
In the text called The Fundamental Wisdom of the Middle Way, the protector Nagarjuna said, there is no going, there is no motion on the path that has been walked on, and there is no motion on the path that has not been walked on, and in between, except for those two, you will find no motion anywhere at all.
So if you look at that verse, then the sentient beings in the absolute, sentient beings as a given subject, in the absolute or in the ultimate nature, there is no neither going nor not going is a going song.
So on the path that's already been
walked. Already been walked or not walking, because when one has walked already on the path, that has already ceased, and so that does not exist, and it's already gone. And in the future, to be walked on the path has not arisen, and so it's not existing there. And so in between these two, there is no present walking.
Then the gomba yore, kangba yoba then dovare samna, kangba yoba te yu tsarva ta ma yuba ni je parda la yu yimba maru.
And if we think that there's a walking because there's a movement of or the motion of feet, then you can also look at that in the same way, saying if we have if the feet has moved already, if the motion has taken place already, then that's past.
Better chena tene ya last.
That's already passed, and so it does not exist. And if one has not moved, the motion has not taken place, then it's in the future, it has not arisen yet. And in between these two, there is no motion in the present.
Then is Segurte the Chikware, Segurte, Totsavate Savasenga, Sare, Mda Madrabade, Majibare, Tinje Jepata Las, in his Segur Jedramibare.
And it's the same with the finger snap, the snapping finger. If you have snapped a finger already, then it's already gone in the past, and it does not exist in the present. And if one has not made the sound, then it's in the future to make sound, and it does not exist. Such sound does not exist. And in between these two, there is no present.
Tetar tatar je ngopola rangi mina yang demba tar do nang namdo ke dembari hi dembe nyamnyong yang dokte kararesa na te chapa yo mara malam da ke pare. Malam la tene rangi yo mara ina demba tar nang dembari hi dembe nyamnyong yang.
But then if we ask, but still we can experience the appearances as real, they appear as real, and there's also thought that clings on to these appearances as real, and so therefore they do exist, and which is that's not necessarily. It's the same as like the dream. In the dream experiences, they appear as real, and mind perceives them as real, but they do not exist.
Tetar tatar ju ngubu namla hirab yang dakpe ta hin jeno tene senang ge ngubu gang yang ni ma se pare senang ge ngubu gang ge rang yin jang ni ma se pare.
In that way, if one examines the present phenomena with such prajna, such analysis of wisdom, then one cannot find the existence of anything outside or inside, existing in any form.
Rangyin manchi. Ta rangyin manchi pa chorte la tene hirab je jepa jya chenpo so hi. Hirab je jepa jya chenpo ta mangpo ta samu so go.
Analyze this line, which says, present phenomena have no inherent nature. One can analyze that with extensive reasoning and logic.
Tetar te na tandar che na tatar je ngopo ta tatar je na wan de la da sa na yang rang da sa na yang da yin be jun zi mi ni yin la yin yin sa na yang.
And so if we examine the present phenomena, when we say when we have such self-clinging as individual, oneself, and others, if we really analyze, we can't find any true reasoning to say, to establish that clinging.
Tene malam to nga nga sa na nganzin so, tela tende yin yin samgundo, yina yang nika la jumsin yang tapa kaya yomo. Namdo trpa samde.
In the dream, we also do the same labeling as oneself, as individual self, oneself, and then we see others outside as outside phenomena, others. But if you really analyze that dream experience, there's no clear reasoning or logic to establish that experience.
Tene malam yin do da dang yin ma rupi se na da yin la tu pi du nga dang ka nga mandra pa na so pa sang yin sing yin tu so yang ma rupi se.
And so therefore, in the dream, when we analyze and don't find self and others, then all the experiences that we go through in the dream, all the suffering and pain, this and that, blah, 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 have no inherent nature.
The hirap de che na mani na mani ba de ne lo re ra ba yin na yang yo pa nyam nyu yo pa de ma la ngo ma ki ba da bo tru pa nyam nyu re yo pa nyam nyu de.
If you analyze the dream in the dream, then
When you
analyze and find out there's no such thing existing at all in that experience, you know, that finding is the experience of wisdom or prajna, knowledge. And when we experience things as real and appearing in the dream, then that experience is from confused mind.
Then tatar jungo bo rang yin ma dro pa te ta he chur man ra na so bo yo re gombo lo rup jo o ma tsa wa he ra le ra zi ni kha tsa de le bi ni kha tsa de ji go ni he pa le.
The present phenomena, the nature of present phenomena not existing in any true nature, has extensive teaching and reasoning from the cycle of teachings from Nagarjuna in his Mula Prajna, or the fundamental
wisdom of the middle way.
Fundamental wisdom of the middle way. There are 21 chapters, which 27 chapters, which deals with that reasoning.
Then Rabot Rabzi. Nisho tsabden ji xie gubu jum tsin te tonyi te samo da tramo da tokwar kawa la ten te chujin la jarso mandrawa zaya te tene nisho tsabden sumpare.
The reason why there's such a detailed teaching, like 27 chapters in this text, is because the emptiness, the shunyata nature, is very subtle and very difficult to understand, and so therefore Nagarjuna taught emptiness in relation to many different
subjects.
Then the two law lay law in the Heser Mandava Mambuzo Umar. Heser Chicken Degree.
If it's easy to understand, then we don't need so many different ways of talking about it. We can just talk through one simple way. And then this language says there is no actual location. It is referring to the location where we are abiding or existing on, which is the earth or the universe. And the example to show there is no such actual location is like a dream, like illusion. Globe as given subject does not exist in the nature, in true nature, because it is free, or it does not exist truly in the nature of having top and bottom, is it? Top and bottom. And so, therefore, and therefore, it will also be free from all the sides and directions. It's easy in these days to understand this globe is free from top and bottom.
Tene toni mogomba toni la yiji meba so sagong la tengo meba shige yore.
Those who does not meditate upon emptiness and those who does not have confidence in the view of emptiness also understands that this globe has no top or bottom. Even though there's not really any which part of this globe is top or which part of this globe is bottom, but we name, you know, we label certain part being top and certain part being bottom, because without such labels one cannot communicate. This globe also exists, I mean, or located in the great space. And so the space has no direction, space has no directions, and so therefore it is also difficult to say where it is located. This globe is located in the space.
Tene namrek manchi hiba kapso namhi madroba tembara. Namhi tso trogan tsoji kandina manchi pama madroba inde wronglin devise. Kangayamuru, kangayamuru, kangayamamubise. Wrong katonga de tombare.
And the line where it says there is no perception is referring to different classes of consciousness. The six consciousnesses or the eight consciousnesses, and when it says there is no perception, it means that it is it does not exist because it has not arisen or come from any, and it has not gone or ceased in any, and so therefore there is no perception.
Namreva namhi chujin yang tapar madrupa yinti.
Perception as giving the subject, as being the subject, does not exist ultimately because it has not arisen, and it has, it does not abide anywhere, and it does. It does not cease anywhere.
Tene tata tatar nga chu namrik sar cham chik nam hi sar cham ji re de la mata ma che na ta yin che na tene che nga ne som da tra re ma ji pare.
When not analyzed in the mere appearance, then there is a present perception, the mere consciousnesses, but when analyzed, then they do not have
any existence.
This Then the next one, when it says there are no outer things, then it's referring to the remaining things that are the objects, the form, sound, smell, taste, and touch. All of those things also do not exist.
Dine nanga namhi manchi pa madrupa yina ti miyur yang zuta taro riza manchi pa madrupa chabare.
Since the subject or the perceiver consciousness does not exist, therefore its objects, these six objects also do not exist.
Jumsin disena chu tamje tongba ni yinbe jumsin yang tapa yuebe sena tongba ni na tongba chu na tokpari
khosungbar. Therefore, you know, these are the perfect reasonings to show that all phenomena are empty and emptiness and shunyata. So therefore, this aspiration is made here saying, may I realize the Dharma Dhatu, which is empty. Recite this verse three times, verse 13.
Then something, Korchi Tanga.
Three kinds of confidence. We need to see how Milarepa has taught the nature of unborn. Nature of unborn, equanimity, inseparability.
Yeah.
The freedom of the translator I bow from meditating here and there in natural retreat. I gain confidence that there is no arising. This swept away my taking past and future lies as to expose all six realms, appearances as false, and drive right through believing all too much in birth and death.
Hey.
Deva dang, even Deva dang, Zang, and Jurven Deva, Deva Lasso, and Dezok, and Simjin, and La Demon, and Jam. Yeah.